Thursday is primary day in New York, and the hottest race is between Democratic incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo and his challenger, actor and education advocate Cynthia Nixon. WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Cuomo, who leads Nixon in the polls, has spent the days leading up to the primary at several get-out-the-vote rallies, where he rails against President Trump and what he says is his extreme conservative philosophy. He told supporters that a vote for Cuomo is a vote against Trump.
Let's stand in unity. Let's fight back. Let's show him that his nonsense doesn't sell here.
In three events in Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse, Cuomo did not mention his opponent, Cynthia Nixon, once. Despite the governor's attempt to, in public, ignore his challenger, Cuomo's campaign has been spending over $8.5 million in recent weeks on TV ads and paid posts on social media. The state Democratic Party, which Cuomo controls, sent out a controversial mailer to Jewish voters. It falsely linked Nixon with anti-Semitism. Nixon regularly attends a synagogue and has Jewish children. Nixon, who has run a grassroots and social media campaign with the help of the Progressive Working Families Party, released a television ad in the final days.
I believe in New York.
It highlights her support for single-payer health care and ending mass incarceration of African Americans and compares her background to that of her opponent.
A place where the daughter of a single mom can defeat the son of a governor.
Nixon says Cuomo is ignoring pressing problems in New York, including the decline of the New York City subways, economic malaise upstate, and corruption within his administration. Several former associates of Cuomo have been convicted of bribery and bid rigging. And Nixon says she believes the polls are wrong. She says they did not predict previous insurgent victories by Democratic challengers from the left.
The polls right now are not capturing the new progressive voters and the hunger for real change.
Cuomo, in his campaign literature, touts passage of a phased-in $15 minimum wage, partial paid family leave, gun control laws, and free college tuition. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.